You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. What is the vision that you have for your life? How do you want to live? How do you want your relationships to be? What type of work do you want to do? Where do you want a vacation? All of these questions are important because it is part of the vision that will make up your life. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. And the Bible also says, without a vision, the people perish. If you are aimlessly wandering throughout your life, then you are leaving the vision of your life up to somebody else. There is nothing wrong with writing down the things that you want to achieve and writing down your goals. There's nothing wrong with writing out how you envision your life will be. Things always are subject to change, but that is just nature of living. But if you at least have a target, something that you're working towards, then you have something to aim for. You're not just wandering around aimlessly hoping everything will work out. But I believe that there is something that is inside of you that needs to be shared with the world. Now, when you write down your vision and your goals that you have, it's okay to write down about money and material things, but how about getting a little deeper? What type of impact do you want to have in the lives of the people around you? How do you want to impact your family members, your children, your spouse, your neighborhood, your community? What type of legacy do you want to leave behind? When you leave this earth, what do you want people to say about you? And when you leave this earth, what do you want your relationship with God to be? It's important for us to think about because we are all here for a reason. And of course, we're all here for a season. We're not going to live forever and ever. Eventually, our lives will all come to an end. So how are you going to live your life? And writing that vision is part of the picture. Do you want to be one of those individuals that party your life away, that just waste time doing nothing and following frivolous things? You can, if that's what you choose. But I feel that if you choose to live that way, then one day you're going to look back at everything you didn't do, everything you failed to do, every opportunity that you let slip through your fingers because you were just floating along. And let me tell you, not everybody is going to push you. There are some things where it's going to be you and God that you need to get done. And there are some things that you're going to do that nobody will understand but you. That's fine. And I think some of the most successful people at one point in their life were misunderstood. If you listen to a lot of their stories, a lot of them failed in school and failed out of college and just have these crazy stories where they fell. They skinned their knees. There were times they were embarrassed. They were down and out, but they got back up and they kept trying and they kept working on it and they kept working on their vision and they kept working on their plan. And eventually, they got to the point where they needed to be. And I just want to encourage you, of course, as I always do, to just write it down. Write your plan. Write your vision. And when you write it down, pray over it. Yes, pray over it. I'm glad that you write it down. I'm glad that you are making strides and steps once you've done that. But never leave God out. He wants to be part of every area of your life. The Word of God says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So even though you write down your vision, things that you would like to do, sometimes God will have you pivot. He'll have you take a little turn to the left or right that you didn't plan. But that's okay, because if He chooses to detour you, then it will be something that will be for your good, a lesson that you need to learn, or something that He wants to show you, but He'll never steer you wrong. Make up your mind to stop living aimlessly, without a goal, without a vision, because that's not how God wants you to live. He should always be first in everything that you do. So everything that you do should always be done with the kingdom mindset, with God in mind. You have to start somewhere. You have to do something. And it's time for you to write your vision, make it plain, and lastly, get off the couch, get to work, start planning your work and working your plan, do something, make a difference. Don't let your life be wasted. Don't take the time that you have for granted, because I'm telling you now, the time that you have is precious, and it's not always going to be there. The people around you that are waiting for you, that you don't even know are waiting for you, they're precious. You are here to make a difference. You are here to make an impact. You are here to fulfill a purpose. Write the vision. Make it plain. Stop procrastinating. It's time. There are people waiting for you. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Follow me on social media. You can check the show notes for links. And of course, if you prefer video content, you can check out my YouTube channel. And I have the link to that in there as well. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.